Welcome to Real Fix Reviews Special Edition. We're like a book club for people who hate reading. And this month we're reviewing the movie Vixen, made in 2018, directed by Ross W. Clarkson. Now here's a description of this movie. A beautiful but deadly Chinese policewoman must team up with a roguishly handsome Interpol agent to battle terrorists who have taken over the world's tallest building. World's tallest building? Oh, well, this is the description. That's not what I said.
I was going to say that's a terrible ass description, actually.
So I give this a 5 out of 5. To me, this is the funnest movie I've seen all year, just because it's all the movies out today are super overdramatic. This thing does not take itself seriously at all. It tags itself as an action movie. I found this hilarious. I totally dug this because I was laughing or giggling to myself the whole time.
I would go with the fact that I enjoyed the fact that when the ex-boyfriend is calling the the detective or whatever that guy was supposed to be, and the like guy just starts talking back to him like Die Hard.
Yeah.
I started laughing at that because, I mean, that's a nice little thing to throw in because that's exactly what I was thinking when they started the movie. I'm like, so I'm watching Die Hard with subtitles.
I thought when I saw this and I read the description. It's like, oh, cool. It's a female Die Hard. Let's see how they do. So I was expecting one of my all time favorite, like a ripoff of my all time favorite movie. And, this is just hilarious. Like the desk sergeant, I'm assuming, called up the bad guys and said, so is something happening? He's like, no, by the way, how's the soccer game?
Yeah.
And the desk sergeant said, do you have a pen?
Oh, no, that was to the boyfriend.
Excuse me. So the desk sergeant hung up on the bad guy.
Well, that bad guy hung up on him when he told him the score.
Okay.
Did you watch the movie, John?
Yeah.
Okay. Apparently. Just checking.
So, you know, tells the boyfriend you have a pen and find one and basically says, stick it up your nose, and the cop hangs up on the boyfriend.
Yeah.
And this is supposed to be this and the building they're in is a super secure building. It's 100% locked down. There's no way out. All the glass walls are bulletproof and there's bollards and blah, blah, blah. Like literally you can't get out of it. And that's the story. And just like shenanigans happen. So at some point, this boyfriend somehow manages to find, it actually looks like it's a CAD, an AutoCAD file of the building that shows every nook and cranny of this building. Shows where all the, you know, like all the walkways are, where all the sewage passages ways are. And so the guy's telling her via cell phone that she takes off a dead security guard how to go everywhere.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting. Now, the thing that I have to admit that did kind of bother me a little bit is, now, are you really going to trust Google on how to hack, on how to hotwire a vehicle? I mean, just putting that out there.
Depending on some of the websites you find, I would say, but yes.
He didn't use a website. He Googled it.
Well, yes, but Google is a,
I know,
it's a search engine.
Yes. But they also now have these features now where they're just going to give you the top 10 and just kind of give you like a overview of how to do it. Now, my issue on that is, are you really going to trust it in a crisis situation?
Well, there's a couple other issues too, is how do you bypass, like, modern cars have a chip in the key. Well,
it was an older van.
It's still, they've had it. I dated a chick for a couple of times who her car had one of those.
Yeah, they have the chips on the
keys. Well, no, this is the one before that. This is the one you actually had. It was a secondary key you had to put in a slot.
Oh, gotcha.
But then that was, you know, in like 98. So this has been around for a while. Oh, by the way, if you actually type into Google how to hotwire a car, it actually comes up. That's hilarious.
Yeah, it does. Anyway,
so the only one of the things that I think to me that made this funny is some of the acting. There's some acting that's done poorly, but it's not done. it's not done bad poorly. It's done like action movie style acting, which you know,
because like the U.S. representative.
Yeah. Oh God, that guy was hilarious. So there was there's a U.S. representative who's hardcore sexist, and he's one of the funniest characters in the movie because
not only sexist but racist.
Oh yeah, so he plays in wrestling terms. He plays a really good heel. Everybody hates him. The other thing, I didn't think there was a lot of Gaga in the fighting. I actually thought the fighting in this universe made sense. There were a couple of scenes in the fighting that I thought they were adding fluff to the scenes. But overall, I thought the fighting actually made sense. It wasn't a lot of like wasted movement.
The first fight she got in actually made me think of one of my favorite kung fu flicks of all time is Chocolate Warrior.
Oh yeah, that's a bitchin' movie.
And that's what it reminded me at first, and then towards the end when she did the throat crush, that I kind of lost interest because it wouldn't have worked.
Well,
but you know, I can't say that, you know, if you're watching and this is one that I would actually put in that category of mindless action.
I'll give it.
But I wouldn't really, you know, be saying I need to see perfect, you know, actual tactical moves that are actually going to work. You know, it's just something that, okay, you crushed his throat. All right. So you I'll accept that.
You know what really helped me? This is going to sound odd, but being
like the Kumatai.
Well, being a wrestling mark, what really helped me on this is watching wrestling and listening to a lot of wrestling podcasts. And when they're wrestlers are wrestling, they're telling a story. And so kind of thinking of all fight scenes as a story, just the fighting, really, really helped me kind of like certain fight scenes better. Like one of the things I hate is when you see fight scenes do wrestling maneuvers. If you look at Blade, the movie Blade has a couple of wrestling maneuvers, and it takes you out of the movie. Because in real life...
He didn't do the Stone Cold Stunner.
No, I forgot. He did a suplex, I think.
Yeah, he did.
And so so that's what, you know, okay, this took me out. Even in this universe you've created, this would be ridiculous. So there wasn't a lot of Gaga fires that I saw. Towards the last fight, there were some, but I thought, I actually was like, okay, this doesn't necessarily make sense, but it does add a little bit more drama to the movie, so it helps tell the story of the fight. So I totally dug the fighting in this movie. Okay.
So do you want to watch a sidewalk slam on the sidewalk?
No.
Oh, come on.
I want to see a blackjack.
A DDP?
Exactly. It's anyway. Diamond cutter.
I know. You knew what I meant.
Yes, I did, being a WCW mark.
You know, I like the fact that they were very conscious of the fact that they were basically ripping off Die Hard. I did appreciate that. Even the Christmas scene.
Yeah.
Towards the end. I was kind of like, as soon as they brought in the Christmas stuff, I'm like, really? But I'm like, okay, you know, you've been kind of hinting that this is basically Die Hard in a, you know, the Chinese version.
And they even did the trope where the heroine of the story doesn't stay in the most safest place in the entire building, which is the security room. So I love this movie. This was such a fun movie for me. You know, life, for example, for me is stressful. So I always search out movies that either remind me of my childhood or are very fun. And this reminds me a lot of going to my local mom and pop video store and searching the racks. And then you see a movie that you've never seen. This totally reminds me of that.
Okay.
So I got a big nostalgia kick on this. It's like, oh, because I totally would have caught this. Because this to me would have been like, oh, okay, this is a trauma movie. I'll watch this. Oh, cool. This is a foreign film. I'll watch this. So I loved it. Strong 5 out of 5 for me just because of the amount of entertainment factor. And the wacky cliches on this one, like that one guy forgetting his uniform. And you had the residential geek who, by the way, I was expecting like a super nerdy character. He wasn't for the guy who opened the safe.
Yeah.
He wasn't super nerdy, which kind of shocked me.
I don't know. I kind of thought the whole thing of, what was it? Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
Trying to remember what show they were going on. And then goes on and is like questioning him about the show. I thought that was pretty amusing. And, you know, she was basically judging how much he was telling the truth by how much he knew and was telling her of the shows. That was entertaining, but I don't know. I was disappointed in the fact that the other bad guy didn't throw him down the garbage chute after her. I would have enjoyed that.
Did they ever say what happened to the diamond?
No, not that I remember.
That was the one thing that I remember watching this. It's like, did I miss something? Like, I was going to rewatch it.
The dog ate it.
The bigger than the hope diamond.
I was bringing in Snatch.
I know.
Okay.
I really did like this. There's a bunch of scenes in this movie that make it fun. Her interaction with her boyfriend or former boyfriend in the beginning of the movie was hilarious too. She's basically going, you know, we're over. It's time for you to get over this. Let's move on. At the end of the movie, she's like, you're talking.
Yeah, we could revisit this.
Yeah. It's like your boyfriend. You mean my husband? You're married? Not yet. It's like, oh, it's just, oh, this is great. I hope they make a sequel that involves an airport. And then in Compton. Or not Compton.
Bronx.
No, it's
New York.
Yeah, it's in New York, but oh. I forgot the exact place the third one takes place in.
Ryan, where's Die Hard 3?
Ryan?
New York.
Well, what part of New York?
Was it Bronx? I thought it was in the
Manhattan.
Bronx. Manhattan.
No, really? Well, it starts off in...
Oh, yeah, they do kind of move all over New York, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah,
the first bomb was at Sopwith Teller. No, Bond with Teller, not Sopwith. That's a fucking airplane.
Because it's the one...
Penn and Teller,
it's,
right?
It's the one where
Bond
he's walking...
With, no, Bond with Teller. I don't know. I don't know what part of New York that is.
Well, it's the one where he's walking around the clapboard. I don't remember, but...
Anyways. Well, that was in Harlem where that's, they happened to go to.
That's yeah. But yeah, strong 5 out of 5 for me. This was highly entertaining. I'll probably watch it again when it comes out.
You know, for me, it's just more of a middle ground action film. I mean, there's a lot of fun to it. I like the fact it doesn't take itself seriously, but I got to give it like a 3 out of 5. It's not one that, I mean, the thing that took me out of, I'd say it'd be at least 70 to 80% of the fight scenes is the slow motion. That was overused.
You see, but that's one of the reasons I loved it
just the slow motion really kind of took me out. And there was a couple scenes where it was just over dramatic in the way they did it. And I think they were going for humor and I think they missed the point in that one for me.
Oh, see, for me, it was perfect because it was just like after the Matrix movie, every movie for like 6 months to a year had that stupid bullet time effect.
Yeah.
But yeah, I loved it. So,
you liked Wanted too, didn't you?
I've seen half of it.
I'm just giving you crap.
I vaguely remember that, and I don't really remember loving it. I don't remember hating it, which is probably...
Have you ever tried to curve a bullet?
No, but I watched Mythbusters do it, and every time I saw him do it, it made me kind of cringe inside. It's like,
I don't want... Shoot yourself in the foot.
I actually had to turn it off and like DVR so I could just get over the cringe factor. So, ladies and gentlemen, I gave this movie a 5 out of 5. James gave it a 3 out of 5. Mm-hmm.
Brian gave it he didn't watch it.
I want to say thanks again to the person who pointed us to this movie.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I did like that one.
We dug this, and we look forward to you out there who want to suggest another movie out for us to watch. And we'll probably do a movie once a month. It's about what time allows for us right now. So, ladies and gentlemen, for Jonathan Charney, James Stevens, and Ryan No Watch Preston, thank you for listening.